Thank you very much, Secretary General, and for giving us a lot of food for thought. And when we speak about progress, I think we have to understand that 0.1% it is progress, but is it the progress that we are trying to reach? And this is why we have reached an engaging two-day program ahead of us. And it is also an opportunity to unite diverse voices and perspectives with the aim to accelerate this progress, but a meaningful progress, one that we would be proud in presenting the results, such results. So with the commitments that we do for the Beijing plus 30. In this spirit, the plenary sessions today and tomorrow will provide really an opportunity and a space for cross-cutting debates and engagements. We will hear the national statements from the EC member states, but also from the civil society. And I also encourage all of those present to participate actively in the side events, which feature a diverse range of topics from shaping justice systems to addressing the impacts of armed aggression, advancing digitalization and promoting women's rights in the workplace. These sessions are designed to allow for really a deeper exploration of specific issues and provide opportunities for networking and cooperation. In addition to this in-person side events, we also have 11 virtual side events, and they are also taking place, offering the possibility for a larger participation, but also very valuable conversation. They are accessible, as I've mentioned, for a broader audience, so that we have as many as possible participants and people who are really contributing to our efforts to advance gender equality. And I really want to thank you all in advance for your active engagement and participation in this discussion. With that, I would like now to turn to a more formal point in the agenda, or to the more of this meeting, and may I ask you kindly to adopt the provisional agenda, which was presented in document ECE/AC/28/2024/1. Which outlines the structure of our meeting, and it has been issued in 3 working languages and is detailed further in the program. There are no comments on the agenda, then I would suggest that the agenda is adopted. With that, I would like to present the floor to my colleague, to Ms. Nayarzai Gumbonzwande, and we will continue with the election of the co-chairs.